Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor with Utrecht University. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Costa.
Thanks for the invite, Bruce. I appreciate the opportunity to come here today and talk to you.
Researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine have been investigating the cause of ear tip necrosis in pigs. First of all, what is ear tip necrosis? What pathogen or pathogens cause this condition? And what are the animal health and economic implications of this infection?
Ear tip necrosis is a somewhat common condition that we see in modern hearing swine farms. It's usually a disease that would start somewhat after weaning and will progressively lead to loss of tissue in the ear. So what this means is that the tip of the ears first, they turn necrotic, so they'll turn dark. It looks like there's a scab on it. And then it will progressively disappear because this tissue is dying to the point that some pigs will actually lose their entire ear, and you're just going to be able to see this, you know, the ear base left. So the whole cartilage, very soft tissue on the ear tip, is gone after a few weeks. Some pigs may not develop such a bad condition, may just be partial loss of the ear, but yet it doesn't look great. We don't fully understand what causes ear tip necrosis. That's probably the million-dollar question with this disease is. We don't know what pathogen or pathogens are associated with it. There's been multiple research projects around the globe looking for a specific infectious cause. So back in the 90s, when PCV2 was kind of becoming a bit more famous, there were quite a few reports associating PCV2 with the disease. And that is because PCV2 causes a vasculitis. So vasculitis is inflammation of the blood vessels. And the idea behind this is that PCV2 would actually destroy the blood vessels in the ear. So the lack of blood flow towards the ear tip would essentially kill those cells. That tissue would start necrotizing, so it would start dying, and therefore lead to ear tip necrosis. But that theory has never been fully proven. Besides PCV2, PRRS virus has also been suggested as a cause for ear tip necrosis. A bacterium that we commonly find in very chronic lesions called Treponema has also been associated with it. So we kind of been everywhere and nowhere trying to answer that question. And it would be great if we could pin down one single factor, but truly at this point, we believe that ear tip necrosis is a multifactorial disease. And that's kind of probably the biggest challenge with it. So animal health impact is usually not horrible. So we definitely believe that pigs will feel a bit of pain and discomfort because it's a necrotic disease. So there's tissue death. It does not seem to affect performance, though. It does not seem to really bring down feed intake or average daily feed gain or any of those indexes. But it definitely has economic implications from a welfare perspective. And we want to make sure that we're improving welfare in our farms. So we've decided to take a look at the syndrome and see what could be done to at least mitigate those losses.
What prompted this investigation and what are the objectives of the effort?
What triggered this investigation was mostly the fact that we started in some of these barns, you know, around Western Canada, we started seeing more cases, so a higher incidence of ear tip necrosis. And we couldn't really associate it with any specific pattern. It just seemed to appear and kind of remain in some specific barns. It was challenging to get rid of it. So it triggered veterinarians to start looking at it a bit further, and we decided to team up with these veterinarians and try to figure out what could we do. Our objectives with this study were really to investigate or to test the hypothesis that ear tip necrosis is actually an infectious disease. So like I said before, there were multiple theories up to now suggesting that ear tip necrosis could be an infectious disease, could also be associated with mycotoxins, could be simply associated with pigs chewing on each other's ears. So again, there's a lot of speculation out there, but not a lot of scientifically sound studies looking at what is causing ear necrosis. So the main objective was that. We just wanted to test this hypothesis, as simple as it sounds. It would be very informative to figure out if this is truly an infectious disease or not.
What specifically has been looked at? How was the data gathered and analyzed and compared, and over what time frames?
So as I said, we wanted to investigate if this was an infectious disease. So what we did is we identified a farm where incidence and prevalence, meaning ear tip necrosis, was constantly found, and a good proportion of pigs actually developed the syndrome. So we called that our source farm because we knew ear tip necrosis was present, and it's been there for a while. I'm talking about over years. So it doesn't seem to be going away. So we looked at that source farm. We gathered pigs that did not have necrosis yet, but were definitely in the susceptible age. We brought them back to a biosecurity level 2 facility so that we could, control environmental factors and control anything else that could be a confounding factor in our study. And what we did is that we exposed them to lesions of ear tip necrosis from pigs that had it. So we identified what an early ear tip necrosis lesion looks like, so just at the beginning. And we collected those from this source farm, and we brought it back to the university, and we injected those susceptible pigs with the lesions. The goal here is that we were not focusing on any specific pathogen. We're kind of doing a shotgun approach where it didn't really matter who was there. As long as we had whatever factors or whatever infectious agents were relevant for this disease in the lesions and in our inoculum, we should be able to replicate the disease. So we did that, and we followed these pigs for 3 weeks. So a period of 3 weeks, we looked at them daily. There was a clinical score that was performed every day, an ear lesion score. And we also looked at the microbes present in that inoculum. So we use a technology called metagenomic sequencing, and it's a technology where we literally detect any and everything from a micro perspective that is in that sample. So again, it's an untargeted approach. So our inoculum was not looking at any specific microbe. We wanted to collect whatever was in the lesion. And then we analyzed that using metagenomics, which again is another untargeted approach that we're not biasing our efforts.
What have been the key findings, and what are the implications of those findings?
Our key findings were, first, that we are able to replicate the beginning of the disease. So we can clearly induce ear necrosis to a point. So we did not observe complete loss of tissue, but those initial lesions, that in a farm that seem to have the right factors, those lesions would progress to ear loss, so loss of tissue. We definitely observed those early lesions, but we were not able to completely replicate ear necrosis to the point that there was an actual loss of tissue. There was definitely that initial problem. We triggered the infection, but we think we're missing some other factor, and that's probably the next step here, is what is the factor that, allows the progression of this infection? So, pigs developed the initial ear necrosis. Clearly, control pigs were healthy. They had no lesions in their ears. We observed pigs chewing on each other's ears, so we think that was interesting in this study. But probably the main thing was that we were able to, for the first time, replicate those initial lesions of ear necrosis under a controlled environment. The implications of these findings, I guess, is that we seem to have a model, at least, to start exploring and looking deeper into this question. And one other finding we had is that in our lesions, so what we use for the inoculum, we could not identify any relevant viruses. So we did not identify PCV2, we did not identify PRRS virus or any other relevant swine virus. But we did identify a cohort, so a group of bacteria that could easily be, have been suggested as pathogenic. We don't know which one of those are, if one of those alone is the main trigger here. But there were different bacteria that we detected, and they all seem to have, let's put it this way, the tools to initiate the lesion. So that's very exciting. We may be moving towards something here. It's really a matter of exploring, A, which one of those bacteria, and if only one of them, or which one, what group of these bacteria are required for these initial lesions, and B, what other triggers are necessary to, you know, continue on with the disease so that it chronifies to a point that there is actual ear loss.
How will the information obtained from this work be applied, by whom, and to what ends?
We hope that by the end of this project, we are at least going to have identified or shown that our hypothesis was correct, and ear tip necrosis is, in fact, an infectious disease. If we're lucky, we may be able to identify one or two or multiple agents that are truly associated with the initial lesion. And if we're able to do that, then that will open a huge avenue for veterinarians to start treating and preventing the disease in commercial swine farms. I believe it will really change the way we look at the disease and the way we deal with it, because right now we kind of try a bit of everything. So improve environment, change diet, improve general health. But if we can pinpoint a few triggers that are truly important and that will actually prevent the initial lesions, we should be able to help veterinarians out there in the field and producers to at least mitigate a bit of the losses and you know, reduce the incidence and reduce the development of ear tip necrosis in their herds. So we're excited with that prospect. We're just not there yet.
What will be happening next?
Now that we were able to develop this model in a controlled environment, we're looking to expand it into a farm-like environment. We believe that once we're able to do that, we'll be able to trigger the more severe form of the disease. So if we can do that, our model, I guess, will be complete, and we'll really start digging on who's causing the lesions and what can we do to stop this agent or these agents from doing that. So is that a vaccine or is that some kind of skin ointment? I don't know, and I don't want to go there yet, but we're excited with the prospect that we seem to be going in the right direction here.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Yes. If you're dealing with ear tip necrosis, there is a lot of misinformation out there, or perhaps just old information. We are moving towards understanding the disease better, so stay tuned. We're hopefully going to put out there other sources, other options to read about the disease and what we're finding on these studies. So hopefully we're going to be able to update the industry in general about this. And I also wanted to thank the Saskatchewan Agriculture Development Fund for funding this study, that it's helping us move forward with our project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Mateus Costa, an assistant professor with the University of Saskatchewan's Western College of Veterinary Medicine and an adjunct professor with Utrecht University. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.